Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I'm live here in the studio, and our phone line is open and available to you at 888-888-1717. Intentional Living, if you're a new listener, is this. We believe, we see, we observe that successful people in life declare their intention and then pursue those goals every day. Life is a daily event. It's not a destination, someone said. It's a daily event, every day, doing the next right one thing. It's the accumulation of small one things, the right one things, done over an extended period of time. And you may be feeling pretty low and discouraged today, and you don't know where to begin. I'll tell you where you begin. You begin by making a decision that with God's direction and help in your life, something's going to be different. Because it begins by taking that first step. Declare that intention. Here's the question that I have for you today. I'd like to have you call and I'd like to talk about it. What is your intention for your life? To be more specific, it may be for your marriage. Your intention may be, you know, I'm sick and tired of the way this is going, and my intention is to figure out what pleases Christ in my marriage and do it. And I'm gonna figure out what that is. Maybe you've hit the bottom when it comes to your finances and you feel pretty discouraged and overwhelmed. It's not rocket science. It's a math issue, and you can do the next right one thing and honor God in the process. So what is your intention today? That one thing, think about it. And if you were to take some bold moves and pursue those goals with daily one things, how your life could be different 30 days from today. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to open the phone line right now, and I'm going to invite you to call and just tell me what your intention is. What's that one thing that you'd like to see God do in your life for your life to be better, starting the next 30 days? Declare it now. I'd like to pray with you, and we're going to encourage you, and we're going to help you. Maybe you're feeling stuck, like a question, I don't even know where to begin. So what is that one thing, your intention, that you would like to see God do in your life? Here's the phone number, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. 1717. It begins today. I believe that for some of you, it begins right here, right now, today. And you don't have to be at the bottom to make the decision. You might be moving along pretty well. And you say, hey, I know God has things even more in store for me, for our marriage, for our finances, for my health, for my relationship. What's that one thing? I don't want a dozen things. One thing that over the next 30 days, you'd like to declare as an intention. Give me a call. I'd like to hear it. 888-888-1717. Sheila did that in Kansas. She took a 30-day challenge. She got one thing right, yeah, and changed her life.
My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Shawnee, Kansas. My husband and I were having some family issues, money issues. Life has a way of getting in the way. So for 30 days, I challenged myself to do something special and to be intentional and show my husband love in one way or another and let him know every single day how much I appreciate and love him. And it has changed our relationship and brought us closer. And he has, I don't know if he's even aware, but he talks sweeter, does nice things when we're both being intentional and doing things nice. I'll make him a pot of coffee in the morning before I leave for work. We are on different schedules. I'm just very focused on being intentional. I got home from work and we'd been texting and I tried to send him text, you know, how much I love you and how today was a challenge. I really am thinking about you. And I got home and he had a bubble bath waiting for me. But, I mean, if it hadn't have been for Family Life Radio and the 30-day challenge, I wouldn't even thought to even do this, to challenge myself to intentionally do something every single day to let him know how much I appreciate him.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Sheila. That's a powerful example of declaring your intention and then doing the next right one thing and staying at it day in and day out, accumulation of a little bit over an extended period of time. Our line's jammed. Now, listen, if you're on hold, we're getting to you. Just hang on. Phone line is open at 888-888-1717. Let me give you an example of how this accumulation of small one things over an extended period of time works. Maybe you're like me and you have a trash person that comes, you say trash man, but it could be a trash woman. But you have a trash person that comes and picks up your trash can once or twice a week out the street. Well, we have it twice a week. Come twice every week. So I looked it up online. It's a 96-gallon trash container with wheels. You know the kind I'm talking about? You roll it out to the street. And about 90 days ago, I noticed that because it's Don and I, you know, kids are raised, it's two of us, I'm rolling this thing out to the street half empty. And I'm thinking, that's kind of ridiculous. I'm looking around. I'm seeing, you know, we got a lot of stuff growing. We got trees and leaves and brush and stuff. I'm going to take on a little challenge. I'm going to fill that thing. Every time I take it to the street, twice a week, I'm going to take 15 minutes, trim a bush, trim a tree, cut a cactus, which we have where we live in Arizona, and see what happens over 90 days, just a little bit over an extended period of time. It's 90 days later. Here's what's happened. I've cleaned the yard. We even took down a small oak tree, and I put it all in the garbage can, one piece at a time, except for the pieces going in the fireplace I gave to Rob, right? And the rest went in the trash can. You know what an example was? Do you realize something as simple as that, 100 gallons a week, that's 5,000 gallons of trash in a year if you just put a little bit extra in? You're thinking, what? Where's that story coming from? It's an illustration of the power of doing small one things over an extended period of time. I'm a frustrated yard person, I think. But, you know, that's what it works. Now, take it out of the trash department and bring it into your marriage and talk about how declaring your intention to say, I'm going to start speaking positive in the life of my spouse or into my kids, or saying, you know what, I'm going to stop using that credit card for the next 90 days and see what God does, see what happens. It's not going to happen until you declare it. I want you to declare it. I want to talk to you about it. We're going to pray with you, and we're going to encourage you on your journey of living intentionally. Phone line is open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Rita in Michigan, what's your intention?
One thing that I would like to do intentionally for the rest of the year and start over next year too would be to be more intentional with our finances, like be in charge of them instead of them in charge of us. And we're paying all of our bills, but we're not saving enough. We're tithing, but we're still not saving enough. And just try to listen more to where God would lead us to do with it and know how to do that.
Hey, Rita, that's what it's doing with your finances, doing the next right thing. Vanessa in Arizona has one thing for her health. Take a listen.
The way I live intentionally each day for my health is I apply the second commandment to my life. I live, love yourself as you love your neighbor. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you don't feel good about yourself. And how can you feel good about anybody else if you're not feeling good about who you are? I exercise 4 times a week. I have 4 children, and I feel much better today than I did when I was in my 20s. I eat pretty much what I want, but I cut out things like soda. I don't drink soda at all. I don't eat candy, and I try to avoid fast food at all costs, unless it's a special night, we'll do pizza or something like that, but that's about it.
Thank you, Vanessa. And you know what? You started, didn't you? You started it one day. You declared, hey, we're going to clean up the act of our health here in our house, getting rid of the soda and the sugar and the things we're doing that we know aren't healthy. And you just start doing a little bit over an extended period of time. You know, in the finances, for instance, we teach 10-10-80. Tithing, saving 10%, and then learning to live on the other 80%. And you know what? If you're 25 years old and you do that for the next 40 years, 50 years, hey, listen, you're not going to be talking about a financial problem. It's a little bit over an extended period of time. And that's true in marriage. Marriages don't fail usually overnight. They fail as a result of little neglects, little misses, little unthoughtfulness along the way. But that's also true in growth. So what are you declaring today? What's your one thing? Well, I'd love to talk to you. Quick break. We'll be back. Joe's on the line. We'll find out what his one thing is. You can join us as well. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It's a statement, simple yet meaningful. It's a powerful reminder that you have purpose and direction. While the millions of other fish are heading into the net, you're living free and living intentionally. It's your stake in the ground. You refuse to live the lie and will now celebrate the truth. It's two simple words that declare you're pursuing the one thing today that will change your world tomorrow. It's the Intentional Living Wristband, and it simply says one thing. To purchase, go to theintentionallife.com.
Is it okay to have a close friend of the opposite sex? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Close opposite sex friendships don't typically start out intending to cross that dangerous line, but the line is always nearby. And in Intentional Living, we encourage guardrails to be put in place to protect yourself and the relationship with your spouse and, frankly, your future. In my book, Star for Affection, we have a whole section on opposite sex friendships and some of the questions that we ask you to ask yourself to determine if it's an issue. Here's a few. Does your spouse know about the friendship? Do you think about that person when you're not together with that person? Are you closer in some ways to your friend than you are to your spouse? If you answer yes to any of those, it's too close. Be intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, the Intentional Living Minute you just heard is on Facebook every day. We post it early. It's come right to your news feed. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/intentionalliving, and it'll be there for you, okay? Also, I want to say here, you know, we just started the month of July. We had a big emphasis in June, wrapping up our year end. And I want to thank those of you who so faithfully prayed for us and sent in generous gifts. And the special Finish Strong print by my wife, Donna, is being prepared now. In fact, she's autographing some today, and they'll be mailed out to you and with our thanks for your support in June. How'd we end? We were close. I'd love to have said, hey, we exceeded the goal, but we got close. We're about 2% behind the goal and the need for the fiscal year, and we're just trusting God that that will come in over the next several days to help us catch up. So thank you. But I want to thank you all. Again, your support matters. Information on support of the ministry, becoming a monthly member, all available at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You know, successful people, and, you know, when I define success, I'm not talking about people who are necessarily wealthy. I'm talking about people who, you know, they trust God, they have good marriages, they're working on the right things every day. The way I define success is really doing what God intended for you to do. Here's a fact, and it is a fact. This is not fake news. This is true. Successful people declare their intention and pursue their goals daily. We don't fall into that kind of success. It's the accumulation of small one things over an extended period of time. So the question is, are you that clear? Do you know what the problem is? Can you define what the issue is that you want God to work in your life? What is your intention? And what will you do over the next 30 days? What's that one thing? Love to hear it so we can pray with you and encourage you. 888-888-1717. Okay, Joe is in Michigan. Welcome to the program, my friend. What's your one thing?
Man, my one thing is to just trust in the Lord, man, in all areas of my life. Me and my family have a small cleaning service, and you know, as much as I want it to be some great successful company, you know, it took a lot of pain, you know, and a lot of faith, you know what I mean, to let God just lead us. And you know, I didn't do too good in school, but God is opening up doors for me, man. So I'm just putting my faith in Him today, man, to lead me and to guide me in His will, man.
That's good.
Just put everything in His hands, man, because sometimes this world, we could think that we could do it ourselves, you know what I mean? But we need the Lord. We need the Lord Jesus, man, in our lives every day.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to declare my faith in Him today, man.
Amen.
I know He's good and He wants the best for me, you know?
That's fantastic. And as you do that, Joe, look, God's given you an opportunity to do work, have a business, be successful. I'd encourage you, if you don't, to be intentional about bringing around you some people, advisors, people that can give you good counsel, good advice, because there'll be good days and bad days, and it's easy. Satan will love to draw you off target and get you going down the wrong direction. And there is wisdom in many counselors. So declaring your intention, thank you. Appreciate it. Melody in Michigan, welcome to Intentional Living. What's your one thing?
I have two storage units that I want to be able to clean out over the next, it's a big job, so I don't know if 30 days is going to be enough, but 60 days.
How long has the stuff been in there?
Actually, it's been in there since October of 2016 when my husband and I were planning to move. And then he passed away very suddenly. And so since August of 2017, I've avoided going into that area to really go through all that and to deal with the emotions involved of 33 years of marriage. And but it's been there all this time. And obviously, I don't need everything. And it's just stuff.
Yeah. So it's really more of an emotional thing than it is.
It is.
Overload of just doing it. Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's something you feel you're prepared now and ready to get done.
I really am. Every time I send out a bill, I just think, you know, do I really even want most of those things, or are there things that I can pass along now easier than I could to my adult children as keepsakes? And what do I want? And where is my future going? And I don't feel like I can move toward the future with my life in storage.
Boy, that's a good way of putting it. Can I make a suggestion, Melody?
Absolutely.
Because it is a big emotional thing. And maybe instead of saying, hey, I got to clean out both these lockers in 30 days and it becomes a project, I'm just wondering, you know, 33 years of a good marriage, and a lot of that stuff is going to be symbolic as you start going through it, bringing back those memories, that instead of making it a project, I've just got to get it done, to say, you know, we're going to go in the first time. I'm going to just set a target to say no more than an hour, and take a friend with you, someone you trust. I don't know, it could be a family member or friend. And as you start pulling one thing out at a time, instead of rushing through it, just kind of celebrate your life with your husband. Thank God for what the memories are, that, and laugh and smile and think about some of the memories associated with those things that you see, because it's just stuff, like you said. But as you make the decision to sell them or give them away or whatever it is, that it becomes a little more of a process, almost a little ritual for you in saying, hey, I'm letting go of these things. I'm not letting go of the good memories. I'm not letting go of the great memories with my husband, but I realize it's not in this stuff. This stuff is only symbolic of it. And as you do it, to sort of celebrate and take the first step and see how it goes. How's that sound?
Oh, that is wonderful advice. I love that. Thank you so much.
Let us know when you're done. We'll be praying for you.
All right. Thank you.
She's going to do well. That's intentional living. That's doing the next right one thing. Let me ask you, what's one thing in your life needs to get done? One thing you want to work on? One thing you want to declare today? We can pray with you about. 888-888-1717.
Here's something awesome I want to tell you about. I'm producer Rob for Intentional Living. You know, in 30 days, you can have a brand new life by developing a brand new habit. It's just that simple. And I've seen it work in my own life. And here's a resource Dr. Randy offers that can help you get started. It's 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith, a simple little booklet to give you ideas on something you can do for 30 days to develop a brand new healthy habit. And you know, healthy habits are the key to an intentional life in Christ. It's not one of those big, thick, scary books that you have to read from cover to cover. It's a simple little booklet to help you get started on your intentional living journey. 101 Things You Can Do to Build Your Faith. Check it out from our online store at theintentionallife.com.
When we wake up to the fact that at the end of the day, life isn't fair, it's never going to be fair. People are going to get cancer and we don't know why. People are going to have accidents and we don't know why. Some marriages are going to survive and others are not, and that doesn't seem fair. We've got to understand that at the end of the day, we've got to do what Jesus said basically to Peter, follow me, and Peter turned his head and looked at someone else. You got to bring your gaze back to Christ. That's an excerpt from the teaching, When Life Isn't Fair. If you don't know the story, Jesus is walking with Peter and talking about his future and his life and his death, and he wanted to know what was going to happen to John behind him. And I said, isn't that the way it is? We want to compare in life. How come he gets that and I get that? It's part of, I guess, our humanity. When life is not fair, which is often, but we live as though it's supposed to be, is the teaching this month for members. And thank you, members, for your support. The teaching will be coming your way shortly here in this month of July. If you're not a member, when you join us today, we'll make sure you start receiving the teaching, this one, When Life Isn't Fair. And in fact, as you share your very best gift with the ministry and you ask for it, we'll send it to you today. So I want to thank Renee from Phoenix. Thank you for becoming a monthly member. I appreciate that. Thank you, Margie from Tucson. Thank you for becoming a monthly member. Deborah from New Mexico and Stephen from Mesa, Arizona. Each of those friends have become monthly members of Intentional Living. Thank you so much. You can join us today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Successful people in life declare what their goals are, what their intention is, and then pursue those goals every day. Life is a daily decision. It's a little bit over an extended period of time, like a dripping faucet, right? But in a good way. People who are successful have clear goals. They're willing to declutter their lives in order to progress. You just heard that in our caller. She wants to move on in her life, and she literally is decluttering the stuff that's holding her back. Donna and I have been talking about this. Donna's a declutterer by nature, and I'm a clutterer by nature. I love to hold on to stuff, and so I'm preaching to myself. I know this is true because when I do this, I know it works. I don't talk about just the stuff in the garage, but it could be your mental clutter. It can be the stuff you're holding on to in your relationships. It could be things you're telling yourself, lies that you're telling yourself. You got to replace what's best from those things that are holding you back. So what's your intention? What's your one thing for the next 30 days we can pray with you about? 888-888-1717. Pam is in Arizona. Yeah. Hi, Pam. What's your one thing?
Hi, Randy. My one thing is for all married couples to keep centered on God.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
I had a beautiful husband that when we got married, we put God first, and I left very early in the morning for work, and I would wake up to beautiful notes on sticky notes in my coffee cups and on my mirrors in the bathroom, how much he loved me and how much God loved me. And he passed away 2 years ago, and I still have those notes.
Wow.
And it tells me every day that God loves me first, and he still loves me. My husband still loves me and is with me today. And it's just, we were so intentional of putting God first in our marriage, because it was second marriage for each of us, that it worked to give me strength and peace in going forward.
When you see couples, and we all do, out in public, in church, whatever, and you see disrespect going on or lack of any closeness, what does that do to your heart, Pam?
It just tears me apart, because the one thing my husband also said was, just remember, it's like a tube of toothpaste. You can't put it back once it comes out. And why do we want to hurt each other when we loved each other so much? And so we never had arguments like that. We would just pray together and work it out. And somehow God always got us through it.
That's fantastic. Well, Pam, thank you for that reminder. And I hope it encourages someone today to their declaration of their intention for their marriage, that one thing is to keep God at the center of their relationship.
Yeah, because their marriage is a gift.
Yes, it
and
is.
I sure had the best one.
Next to mine.
Yes.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Dr.
Right.
Randy.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Nikki in New Mexico, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your one thing today?
Well, you know, it was to renew my mind every day, but as I was listening, I really captured something else I'm trying to do every day, and that's take real responsibility for my actions. I mean, all my actions. Like the other day, I was supposed to drop something by someone's house, and I didn't get to it. So when I text her, I started to write, oh, the day got away from me. But that's not the truth. The truth is the choices I made didn't allow me to do what I was supposed to do. And that affected her, and it affected me. So I'm trying really hard to make my good choices and follow through, but take responsibility when I fail something.
Mm. One of the laws of intentional living, successful people take responsibility. They don't blame or, you know, push off on others. And we all have a tendency to do that. But boy, that's a hard thing to do. But when we do it, it's transformational in our lives.
Amen. It is. It felt really good to be able to say, you know what, I messed up and I'm sorry. And I will do it tomorrow first thing.
Mm. Good for you. Well, we'll be praying for you with the success of your moving forward with that one thing. Appreciate it, Nikki.
Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stay right here in the studio for another half hour, and we're going to record a program that will air. In fact, it'll air tomorrow. It'll be on the air. But I'll tell you what I want to do. If you'll call in and declare your intention just like you've been hearing, your one thing that or you're working on one intention, declare it now so we can pray with you. What I'd like to do is hook you up with our Intentional Living Challenge Kit. It's the 101 things that you can do to grow your faith. It's a book on every page. It's easy to read. It's just one thing kind of every day. Just things that you can do to build your faith and your relationship in Christ. And also, I'd like to send you the same wristband that I wear. I wear a one thing wristband that I had created for myself about six, eight years ago. And I have one I want to give to you. It's a purple wristband. Every day I put it on. It says one thing. Helps me stay focused on what's the next right one thing that will honor Christ, bring glory to Him, and benefit me in my life and what God's given to me. So if you'll call, declare your one thing, and you get on the air, and I can talk to you on the air after on the recorded program, we'll make sure the 101 Things book and the wristband comes out to you as a way of saying thanks for calling and sharing your declaration of intention. The phone number, by the way, is 888-888-1717, and we'll make that offer available starting right now as you call 888-888-1717. If I get to talk to you, we'll send it to you. By the way, if you missed any part of today's program, so encouraging, and you want to hear it again on demand, just go to theintentionallife.com or go wherever you find your podcasts, and it'll be there for you. We'd love to have you declare your intention online as well, as we'll continue to pray for you on your journey of living intentionally. I'm Randy Carlson, and for Rob, and for Sally, and Stephen, and our entire Intentional Living team, thank you for sharing your life with us and allowing us to share our lives with you. We'll see you tomorrow, right here, more on the power of one thing from Intentional Living.